From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 54 policemen, including 20 officers and 34 conscripts, were killed when a raid on a militant hideout southwest of Cairo, Egypt, was ambushed late Friday. Marissa Melton has the details.
The firefight began when security forces, acting on intelligence, moved against a militant's hideout in the area. Backed by armored personnel carriers and led by senior counterterrorism officers, the police contingent drew fire and rocket-propelled grenades. Officials said what happened next is not clear, but added that the force likely ran out of ammunition and that the militants captured several policemen and later killed them. The officials said the police force appeared to have fallen into a carefully planned ambush and that the death toll could increase. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Spanish government removed the secessionist leadership of Catalonia and forced the region into a new election. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he had to take the unprecedented step to prevent the region pushing ahead with independence.
We applied Article 155 because no government, I repeat, no government of any democratic country can accept that the law is ignored, that the law is violated, that the law is changed, and that all of that is done in an aim to impose their criteria on others.
Catalan regional authorities joined hundreds of thousands protesting in Barcelona in a massive show of support for independence and to call for the release of two prominent activists who've been jailed awaiting possible sedition charges. Regional leader Carlos Puigdemont is also expected to deliver a televised address later on Saturday. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News.